What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, August 8th, 2019. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. So let's get right on into it here. And again, everybody is trying to exploit last weekend's tragedy for their own particular agenda, and there is this continuing push to try and claim that somehow or other Donald Trump is responsible for the shootings in El Paso and Dayton because of his inflammatory rhetoric regarding immigration here. But this misplaced anger is very inappropriate. I mean, Charles Manson supposedly was inspired by the Beatles, but nobody got on the Beatles case following the Tate LaBianca murders, did they? No, it was Manson and his girls who did it. The same thing here in El Paso and Dayton. It was the shooters who did it. And they're still trying to claim that these shooters are right-wingers, but it is emerging that both shooters were actually left-wing. And if you look at the El Paso shooters manifesto, there are some fine details in there being ignored by the corporate media. But it shows that the manifesto does not really have a coherent political viewpoint. Now, the text contains racist language targeting the illegal immigrants. It also evidences hatred toward what the writer labeled average Americans and called for a decrease in the general American population. Missing from much of the news media coverage is the manifesto promotes far left policy prescriptions, including universal health care and a socialist style universal income. Now, here's another case of a missed opportunity. Apparently, the mother of the El Paso shooter actually called the police before the shooting. She was concerned about the fact that her son owned this AK-style assault rifle, and the police blew her off and said that, well, because he was 21, he was legally allowed to purchase and own the gun. But at some point, I mean, if the mother was worried, somebody should have been paying attention here. Article that's coming on out here from Blacklisted News and basically saying that this idea of gun control, it's never really worked in history. And it is time to figure out what's going on inside the mind of the mass shooters. And I wholeheartedly agree. You know, there's something going on in there. But I think nobody really wants to look, because they're afraid of what they might find, which is a link between violence and prescription psychiatric medication. And we don't want to upset those pharmaceutical companies because they'll take their advertising dollars someplace else here. So it's, I mean, they got this mass shooter alive, the one in El Paso. So it's a chance to really dig into his head and say, what the heck is going on? And again, were these guys on psychiatric medication? That's the question that I demand an answer to. Now, Bernie Sanders is wading on into this gun control debate, and he is admitting 99.9% of gun owners wouldn't even think of going around shooting people, but says they're still going to have to make some concessions. You're going to have to make and say, we know you've done absolutely nothing wrong, but we're going to reduce your rights and punish you anyway, just because. All righty. Now, Joe Biden is talking about a federal government buyback program, which may be just a euphemism for more gun confiscation. And if you go back to the first Democratic debate, Biden actually said, folks, look, and I would buy back assault weapons. We already started talking about that. We tried to get it done. I think it can be done, and it should be demanded that we do it, and that's a good expenditure of money. Okay, here's the problem with buyback programs, because it's been tried before by various cities. What they wind up buying back are old junker guns that don't work any longer. They're rusted. Very often, family members will steal a gun to turn it in for the money or for the little gift card that's being handed out. The real criminals will not surrender their guns, not for a buyback program. So once again, it's disarming the law-abiding citizens and leaving the criminals to roam the streets with guns, like they have up in Chicago. All right, we got some callers on the line already. Joe in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Yeah, Mike, they actually had the same programs in Australia and New Zealand as far as buying back guns. Mike, first I wanted to thank Lenny from California. He made some good points about federal government handing out guns and, you know, in Fast and Furious. And then I believe Dustin, too, was mentioning the guns that they send to their Salafist Wahhabi proxy army in the Middle East. So, you know, that's how these people think. Mike, two questions. First, have you ever had Professor James Fetzer on as a guest?
Yes, a while back.
Oh, okay, I'd love to hear. I've been checking his website. I haven't seen him at least or videos or comments on what happened in El Paso and Dayton. But also, I want to thank Mike in Brazil. He made some interesting story about the criminality in Brazil and also the number of guns in Argentina. I was surprised to hear that. But I'd love to hear Mike's comments on southern Brazil, if he has any, close to the border with Uruguay. And then, Mike, here's my reason for calling. Philip Girardi wrote a recent column about the privatization of war. Eric Prince has been pushing for the federal government to involve the former Blackwater in Afghanistan and as well in Venezuela. He apparently met with some big wigs in Miami, some Venezuelan exiles and some Republican big wigs on contracting his company out to do the coup in Venezuela. Do you see this as being the future of war, the privatization of war using mercenaries increasingly in the future?
Well, the use of mercenaries is hardly new. I mean, during the American Revolution, the British, who were also fighting France at the time, hired German mercenaries called Hessians to try and put down the American Revolution. So it's not really a new idea. It does, however, make the wars more expensive.
Right. That's what Girardi had said. It makes it more expensive. But it does, if you're using these mercenaries and not using regular soldiers, it does make it less unpopular with the public. I mean, right now, the public pays no attention because, as I've said many times, there's no draft. So these phony left-wing anti-war people who were protesting in the streets during the Vietnam War, basically because their own you-know-what was on the line. But once the draft was canceled, where did all these people go? I mean, yes, we did have the big demonstrations that you've commented on against the Iraq War, in the build-up to the Iraq War, that was completely ignored by the corporate media. But for the most part, these quote-unquote anti-war left-wingers, they don't exist. Ever since the draft was canceled, they just don't care. So I think if there has been a little bit of pushback, maybe because of the financial aspect, but I think maybe we will see more of these mercenaries. I mean, we've seen them already. They've been used in Iraq, and a few of them were convicted for killing innocent Iraqis in at least one incident. But I think we're going to see more of this in the future.
Yeah, we might. I mean, as long as the Federal Reserve can go on printing out that instant money and stick our great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren with the accumulated debt, they're going to keep on doing that until the dollar collapses. But, you know, Eric Prince is in the business of marketing war, privatizing war. And so, yeah, that's what he's going to do, is to try and sell that idea and, you know, possibly back up. They're trying to bring back Guido, despite his recent political embarrassments, and they may back him up with one of Eric Prince's forces.
And I'm sure Eric Prince's people are also have been or are still involved in the. I'm sure they're in Yemen as well.
Could very well be. Could very well be. We don't really know where they are or where they're going. And that is being, you know, it's one of the things that the government doesn't want us thinking about.
Well, the Saudis, that's all the Saudis have are mercenaries.
Yes.
From the Pakistanis, soldiers are their mercenaries. And now I'm sure the Eric Prince's people as well. So, okay, thank you so much, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates rejoining the network, and we're going to go back to the phones to Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Mike. I need to clear up a legal question that I have, and this is in regards to also Tulsi Gabbard. I know she's not too pro-Second Amendment, but what was the purpose of the Second Amendment? Was this for hunting? Or was it? Or was it for other nations from invading the United States?
It was basically, I mean, back when the Second Amendment was written, the idea that hunting was so necessary for survival, it wasn't even considered a factor. The Second Amendment is all about guaranteeing the American people the right to keep and bear military-style arms. That's when they talk about the security of a free state. And what they wanted to do was to make sure that the individual separate states had the means to preserve their independence against a possible encroaching government.
Their own government. Our own government, you think you mean?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. But I heard so many theories behind the Second Amendment. It was like for us. Prevent other nations from invading us. Is that true?
Well, certainly a civilian militia would probably help with that as well. But in the event of another nation trying to invade us, the federal government was authorized to put together an army and go on out and meet force on force. But the Second Amendment, guaranteeing the right of ordinary citizens to have military-style weapons, was all about giving the government a reason to mind its own business.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. We're going to let you go. Thank you very much here. All righty. Now, one of the arguments that we're getting from the gun grabbers right now, when they talk about sporting rifles with very long clips, they come on out and say, well, who the heck needs that many rounds of ammunition? And Representative Thomas Massie came on out with a tweet that absolutely dismantled the argument by reminding everybody that the police had to fire 58 rounds before they were able to capture the El Paso shooter. 58 rounds. And so if your family is in your home and some bad guys are breaking on in, you should have as many rounds as it takes to defend your home. Because the people breaking into your home, they're not going to be limited to 8 or 10 rounds in their guns. You know, they're going to have the longest magazines that they can find. So, anyway. Visa has announced that, unlike PayPal and Square, they will continue to facilitate gun purchases as long as it is legal for people to buy guns. And he said, we are guided by the federal laws in the country. Our job is to create and to facilitate fair and secure commerce. So if you are going on out to purchase a gun on plastic, get out that Visa card because you will not get any interference from them. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Mike in Brazil, aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mike, are you there?
Yeah, Mike.
Yes.
Am I coming in?
I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. No, I was just going to respond to your caller about southern Brazil. Okay, southern Brazil, it's completely different from the rest of Brazil because mostly are Germans there and Italians. It does not really reflect the Brazilian culture and, the Brazilian lifestyle. It's like more or less like New York City. It just does not reflect the average American, in the High Plains or in Midwest. is basically just another New York City transposed to South America. But anyway, he was asking about that he was astounded that guns are freely available in Argentina. Yes, they are. Actually, I can tell you, when I met my current wife, okay, to whom I'm married, I met her in Argentina, and she could not believe that every corner, like every block you cross, there was a gun store. And in the center, what we Americans normally call the downtown area, there were at least five gun stores within two blocks, okay? Now, they don't have any military-style weapons for sale, like AR-15s, AK-47s, HKs, and all that stuff. But they do have Glocks, 10mm, 40 caliber, 45 caliber, 380, 38 Super, and all that stuff. They do have them, and they're very, very cheap. I actually bought a 38 Super six hour while I was in Buenos Aires. I lived there for 5 years, so I know damn well what I'm talking about. But military-style weapons are not available to the public in Argentina, neither in Brazil. In Brazil, they have what it's called restricted calibers and civilian calibers. Now, civilian caliber, what it means is that you cannot own a gun that has a caliber larger than 380. Anything above 380, like 38 Super, 9mm, 40, 45, 44, 41, they're all considered military police ammunition. Okay, so they're not available to the general public. That's why they call it, it's restricted to the military and the police. Now, in Argentina, you can go there and rent a rifle. If you want to go hunting, and believe me, they have a large area for hunting, you can actually rent a rifle. And return it, you leave a deposit, your passport, you don't leave your passport, just the, you know, copy of it with the gun store, and you can rent the, you actually have guides that can do that for you, you know, for a small fee. And you can actually rent a hunting rifle. You can go in Patagonia and go and hunt whatever game they have down there. And Uruguay, I don't know anything about Uruguay, although my ex-girlfriend was Uruguayan. I lived with her for 5 years in Porto Alegre, in what your caller called southern Brazil, and I never touched on the subject with her. She usually didn't like guns. When she came to visit me in New York, when I was living in New York, she came to visit me for a month, and she was astounded to find that I had an AR-10 in my house, 7.62mm. And she said, "How did you buy this stuff?" I said, "Well, what do you mean, how did I buy it? It's our right. It's a constitutional right here." And she said to me, "Well, this is the first time I see a military rifle." I said, "Well, it's not actually a military rifle. It's a civilian version of a military rifle." So I take it from that guns are not really available in Uruguay, although somebody told me that they are. I didn't check that personally, so I cannot give you a correct answer on that. I don't like to speculate. Maybe my next trip is going to be to Uruguay and find out if they are available, if firearms are available there or not. But as long as this government in Uruguay is, I suspect that guns are not really likable in that part of the South American continent. So what I want to tell to your first caller is that southern Brazil is a very nice area. It's cold. It gets very cold in July and August because that's the what we call the winter, the southern hemisphere winter.
Yes.
Okay, so it's very cold. And they do not have, they have electric showers, and they don't have the kind of system for heating the water like we do in the States. So they have an electric...
Okay, well, Mike, yes. I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
All right.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And once again, we're holding our hands out and asking for your help to keep Republic Broadcasting Network on the air, doing the very important work that we are doing to keep you fully informed in this age of lies that we're living in here right now. So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during normal business hours, extension 3 at all other times. The network thanks you. Okay, so we're talking with Mike in Brazil. And Mike, the other day when you were talking about how the gangs that are like in places like Rio, they are getting AKs and ARs. I think you said from Paraguay that you can buy just about any gun you want in Paraguay.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, this was my next point I was going to talk about. Now, in Brazil, the legal type of ammunition you can buy now has... it has been legalized by Bolsonaro's government. Before that, you couldn't buy anything, not even a 22. You could not buy that. Not even a shotgun, a 16-gauge shotgun. You could not even buy that. Now, Bolsonaro repealed that law, so now you can purchase firearms, provided that you pass psychological tests and all that stuff, so to see if you're not crazy or something like that, right? So now, but
yes.
In Paraguay, they don't have that. In Paraguay, I think it's the only country in Latin America, actually in South America, where you can actually purchase a fully automatic rifle or fully automatic submachine gun. Like the Uzi I told you about the other day. That
yes.
I recused myself from buying it because I could not take it into Brazil without breaking the law. So the thing is, in Paraguay, you can buy anything. It's legal. They actually have shops right before entering in Brazil. They have shops, gun shops. You can go in there. You pay the guy. You know, it's a fair price for the weapon. And whether it's a fully automatic or a single shot or a repeater or something like that, it doesn't matter. The guy will take it to Brazil for you. Well, of course, that's illegal. Okay, but I'm talking
yes.
about Paraguay. If you really want to enjoy, firearms, Paraguay is the best place to go because they don't have any prohibition against fully automatic weapons. So in terms of Brazil, living in Brazil, I wouldn't like to live in the south because it's very cold during the our winter here.
Yes.
That's why I live 3 degrees below the equator. It's equatorial climate. Now I purchased a piece of property in the Amazon. It's a nice area, and there are a couple of ranches around, and it's about 60 kilometers away, or maybe I would say maybe about 35 miles in the English system, to the nearest grocery store if you really need something. And it's a beautiful place, and I bought it dirt cheap. Actually, it was not me who bought it. It was my wife who did, so I got to clarify that. So it's beautiful. In the south of Brazil, it's good as long as you can put up with the cold because they don't have central heating. Okay, you got to keep that in mind. There is no central
heating. Yeah, well, that's something Claire and I
are
going to have to deal with in Indiana. We've lived here in Hawaii so long, we're acclimated to the tropical climate. And I remember the brief time we lived in Washington State, Claire didn't really do good with the winter weather. I tolerated it a little bit better because I grew up in New England. Anyway, listen, Mike, thank you for the updated information on Brazil. We're going to start with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, real quick on Brazil. Yeah, not all of Brazil is like, you know, crime-ridden, gang-filled. It's the cities, you know, the outskirts are not that nowhere near. It all has to do with corruption. You know, corruption brings all this crime, you know, with the police and the government officials. But, yeah, I mean, Brazil, they say is beautiful. I've never been there, but, you know, I know people who have been, you know, went there. And when they go there, they have security, and they go into these enclosed areas that are like gated communities, I guess.
Yes.
You know, but good luck to him because, but stay there because, probably going to be a lot safer eventually than over here in the United States. Eventually.
Yeah, not much of a reason to invade the Amazon.
Yeah. All right, Mike, I got to respond to Al from Canada first before I respond to Tom from Florida. With Al from Canada, Al, there's no democracy in the West anymore. Like, if the United States might be, like, he said the last democracy, we're an oligarchy. There is no democracy. You have, like, look at in the EU. That's not a democracy. They can say they're free and fair elections like they always say. The European Union is an oligarchy. It's a small group of people that control all of those countries / states. The same with the United States. The United States is run
okay,
by a
Dustin,
small group. Yeah.
Dustin, going to put you on hold. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, you wanted to respond to Al in Canada.
Yeah, Al's right on pretty much everything. He's spot on, but he's wrong on, we're not a, like, remember that you said, I forgot the actor's name, he had that, remember on YouTube you can see, he says, like, we're not the greatest nation anymore.
Jeff Daniels.
Yeah, Jeff Daniels, that's it. And we're not. There's other countries that have more, we are an oligarchy. Look at the British. They voted for Brexit. They're never leaving. They're never leaving with Boris Johnson or not, because it's not the people's, they're not going by the people's will, just like the EU, just like over here. United States of America, United, and the federal government runs it. Borders are never going to be sealed, Mike. I mean, there's no difference between here and what's going on with Brexit. It's a small group of people running the world. It's an oligarchy, and we have an illusion of democracy. You know, we don't have true democracy, actually, we don't want anyway, right? Because isn't that like a true democracy if, like, the town votes to knock your house down to build a park? They can do it, right?
Yeah, it's a mobocracy. I mean, this nation was started as a republic, you know, of confederated states and a limited central government with a democratically elected leadership.
Yeah, I'm so late. And then I got to respond to Tom, Mike. Tom from Florida. Tom, yeah, I live in New Jersey. It's like I'm behind enemy lines, even though I register as a Democrat. I voted for Trump. I'm behind enemy lines because, but Tom, you do realize I don't have borders around my state, and neither do you. So as long as the borders are around, are not being closed around the country, you know, it doesn't matter where you are in the in our country. The illegals are coming into your state.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't matter if you're a sanctuary city. What are you? I mean, sanctuary state's a different matter. You don't have borders. You don't have nobody protecting your borders. So you got a lot of illegals streaming into Florida. What do you think it's going to be like in the next 5, 8, 10 years? It's not going to get any better.
No, it isn't.
You know? And I just don't know where we're going from here. I get so angry. I get so angry. I mean, I voted, like, I got to go back. I voted for Trump, but nothing's Tom calls in all the time saying, when are they going to arrest these people running this? They're not. They should have, but they didn't. When is the border going to be secured? It's not. It's not. He could have secured it with putting somebody in the Pentagon that would, you know, be with securing the borders, but he hasn't. It's not. And, you know, I don't know. And Mike, one more thing. Did you see the tweet Trump sent out about with the farmers? He said, like, next year might we have to do the same, give them $28 billion a year in a bailout. I'm like, that's $56 billion in 2 year bailout, and most of it's going to factory farms. Like,
yep, how the small farmers are hardly getting anything.
Yeah, how is that helping the farmers find alternative buyers? Like, it's not. It's going. I mean, it's going to the green giants, the Del Montes, and all that, right? I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know. All right, Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Dustin. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open now. So getting on back to the Sturm und Drang over the weekend's horrific shooting here, apparently Biden is out there again trying to push this idea that Donald Trump is a racist and that it was his rhetoric that led to these horrible shootings here. And Biden came on out saying that Trump has more in common with George Wallace than he does with George Washington. He then went on to say that Trump has fanned the flames of white supremacy. So that appears to be a major part of what the Democrats are going to be campaigning on for 2020 is, you know, we've got to get rid of the white supremacists. And, you know, if you vote GOP, then you must be a white supremacist. In fact, down in Alabama, in Birmingham, the New Era Baptist Church, which is controversial for the signs they put out front of their church. But the one they had on Tuesday is a black vote for Trump is mental illness. So they're really pushing that as hard as they can. Now, interestingly enough, over at USC, they have a psychology lecturer, Leslie Bernstein, and she's arguing that viewpoint diversity is a racist dog whistle, that free and open discussion on campus is secretly a cover for the desire to spread racism. Boy, how different universities are from when I went, where free and open discussion of any topic was encouraged. But now the idea is basically that if you want to talk about, you know, the problems with illegal immigration, oh, you must be a white, you're a racist, you're a white supremacist. So it's a full court press. It is definitely a full court press. And adding fuel to the fire, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez came on out basically saying that white people are all white supremacists. They may not realize it because white supremacy is often subconscious and it remains dormant. And she says that many of us hold white supremacist views without realizing it. So this is really getting out of control. I mean, talk about painting with a broad brush. All right, we're going to grab another phone call here. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, good day to you. And I just want to respond to Dustin in a minute, but and a few other things that's going on you know, all these illegals keep coming here. Why are they, if they're so bad here, why are they coming here? If there's national, white nationalists and all that, why are these people coming here, Michael? Why?
Because they're getting free stuff.
Why are they coming here?
They're getting free stuff.
And who's behind, and you know, Dustin's talked about it. He lives behind enemy lines, okay? We know what? He does live behind enemy lines. And if that's the case, he needs to get out of the enemy line to try to be a free man and escape. Maybe he should go to Indiana, where you're at, or Florida, or get out for where he's at. You know, Dustin says he's living behind enemy lines. Well, you know what? We got enemies running in the Democrat Party. And you got some rhino Republicans that are also enemies. But
yes.
when you have politicians allowing an illegal invasion, and Dustin says none to be happy. Well, Donald Trump got rid of, yesterday, 680 of them got rounded up out of play in Mississippi. I guess that's a start.
Yeah, but 300 of them have already been let go.
Well, you know, Michael, we both agree on that. Trump has not been strong enough when he talks crap, tweets and all that, and he doesn't fulfill, like I said, he never arrested these mayors. The Americans who are actually aiding and abetting this invasion, they're not being arrested. Biden, his loud mouth, okay, Dustin, you want Joe Biden, go ahead and vote for him. Your state's going to vote for him anyway, so you know automatically New Jersey's going for him and New York, okay? And once they get Texas, it's over anyway. But the you know, El Paso is what, 80%? 80%? It's not even 20% gringo, is it? El Paso?
Yeah, something like that.
And you know, Michael, how did that happen? Who allowed that? Who allowed South Florida? Who are these enemies that we have? And you know,
it's all that open borders agenda. It's the globalists. It's the New World Order.
Well,
it's George Soros and all of his people. And they have managed to convince enough of our politicians here in the United States to go along with this agenda, whether it's just through campaign donations and a lot of money, or they're finding people who genuinely believe the world is going to be a lot better place if there are no borders.
Well, I agree with you, Michael. But you know what? You know, we got Chappaquiddick Ted Kennedy, who's behind this, and the guy Cuellar, a schmuck, that was behind that in 65. It all starts in 1965, this invasion. And,
yes,
you know, by these politicians not seeing this insanity, what's happening. Look, when you see OAN every hour on the hour, like I keep telling you, okay, and I'm sure you've been watching it lately, when you have the figures of 27 million illegally,
yes,
in here, who's paying for all this? Eventually, you're going to go bankrupt, Dustin, because you have where your enemies are, like where your state you're living in, where all the enemies are at. Look at the taxes they're paying in New Jersey and New York. So live in them states. You got to be insane.
Yeah, people are leaving those high tax states now.
Well, Hannity talks about it all the time. They're all going to be emptied out within the next 10 years. And
oh,
you know what?
They're not going to be emptied out. They're going to be filled with all of these transplanted Central and Americans and Mexicans, and they're all going to be living on welfare.
Well, correct. You corrected me, Michael. Thank you. Well, that's what I meant to say. Well, I'm talking about the natives who've been there for, you know, generations. You're absolutely right, but I got to tell you, right now, what I'm seeing with the media, filthy rats, Michael, who was the guy at Dayton that did the shooting? Who was that guy? What was his nationality, the guy in Dayton?
I don't know. I mean, he appeared to be a white guy.
I heard he's an Afro-American.
Could be.
That's what I hear. I would like to, nobody showed a picture of him yet. They haven't really talked about him. They kept talking about El Paso, but they don't say nothing about Dayton. They're never talking about Chicago. Hundreds and hundreds of them have already been murdered and shot, okay? But all you hear are these leftist communist Bolsheviks talking about, oh, Trump. And, you know, Dustin always keeps, you know, I'm not saying he's bashing them all the time, but hey, Dustin, what's your alternative? What is your alternative? A demon rat who totally wants you wiped out off the face of the earth? Or your ideology? No. He's absolutely wrong. At least we have a guy to actually brought some to the table as far as, hey, man, this would have never been exposed by Hillary. You kidding me? Would there be 50 more million in here by her if she would have won, Dustin? So, yeah, you know, throw a little credit and give the guy a little bone that he tried to do something. Might not be what Eisenhower did, but still, you got traitors in this government, Democrat, Republican, and even some independents, because they don't know what they're like flip-flop artists,
and they don't see what's happening in their country, it's absurd. It really is absurd. And, you know, we keep talking about China. Do you think China really gives a damn what happens in the United States? They would like to crush us like a grape, Dustin.
I would take exception with that. I think China, you know, China has been around for as long as they've been around by, you know, just doing business. When the Mongols, you know, came on into China, the Chinese just stood back, opened the doors, and let them in. And when the Mongols saw what was like living the Chinese lifestyle, they assimilated. And that's the way China deals with the things. I don't think China wants to crush the United States of America. Well, right now they're very angry with us over the trade war. But, you know, if we were still engaged in peaceful trade and commerce, I don't think China's got an issue with us, except we keep provoking them with sailing our warships through the Taiwan Straits, the contention over the islands in the South China Sea. And at some point, yeah, China's going to get very angry, but it's a reaction. It's not like China just has this inherent desire to crush the United States of America. That's stuff that we've been fed ever since we were in grade school, that these other countries hate us. They hate us for our freedoms and so forth and so on.
Well, Michael, I remember when I was a young man when Nixon went to China, and it was like the Forbidden Kingdom. I mean, When Nixon went, it was like, oh, my God, we're going to a place that's never been exposed. We don't know what these people are all about. They were so poor. I mean, I remember when Nixon went there the first time. I was a young kid. My dad was making me and my brothers watch the TV to see the opening of China because no Americans ever been there, president, and all that. And all these millions of people that showed up on the camera at that time, all these Chinese were on bicycles. Do you remember that? They were all riding bicycles. Okay, none of them had a car. Maybe a few officials had cars. They were all on bikes. And this was in, what, 1974 he went there, I think it was, 74?
Yes.
Okay, in 74, Nixon goes to China, or 72 or whatever it was, and all these bikes, and they all have the same, like, suits on from the Communist Party. And I'm like, I was a kid, and I remember, wow, what kind of society this is. Pretty cool. Everybody's got a bike, you know? Nobody has to worry about fixing cars and all that. Now look at them. They're producing all the cars in the world. They're producing everything. And, you know, they did take over manufacturing for cheap labor. Okay? Look, Michael, how did this happen? Who sold that out? It's all about money, isn't it? It's all about the money.
It's all about the money. Well, it was our corporate CEO culture. And a lot of that goes back to the MBA generation in post-World War II. And we created a management class that had no emotional connection to the process of manufacturing in this country. It was just, you know, hey, we'll just send it offshore. And the tax codes were actually changed to encourage this.
Exactly. And I totally agree with that. And, you know, Michael, one more thought. You think John F. Kennedy would be a Democrat nowadays if he were to run for president?
Hard to say. I mean, both political parties have just mutated so much since Kennedy's days. I imagine he probably still would be for traditional reasons, but he would have to definitely run a different campaign.
No, if John F. Kennedy ran for president, Michael, I do not believe he'd be a Democrat. Ain't no way in hell. No way. Not with his policies. No way. They would throw him right out of the party. Look at how leftist they are right now. Obama's considered a conservative, Michael.
Yep.
So, you know, it's total Bolshevism. Bolshevism is taking over our government. That's all there is to it.
And organized crime.
Yeah. And organized crime. And you know what? I give Destin credit. I give him a lot of credit for, you know, admitting to the truth that he's living behind enemy lines. I got to admit that was a great statement. But if that's the case, maybe he should think about going to Indiana or, Florida or maybe even Georgia. I don't know. But to stay in Jersey with all that nonsense, the weather, the taxes, the illegals are going to keep pouring in there like you mentioned. I don't know.
Yep.
Like you said, I believe in the next 10 years, New Jersey and New York will be completely run by them.
Well, people are abandoning the high-tax regions. The population here in Hawaii is actually in decline right now because everybody's moving back to the mainland. They're moving to the rural areas where the cost of living is just going to be lower. And that was a big reason for Claire and I to do that. I mean, I liked being in Hawaii. I've been here long enough to think of myself as Hawaiian. But it's time, you know, it was just time to get out of here. And I know it's hard to move. It costs a lot of money. I'm going through all of that right now. It was a little surprising how much it's costing to move what little we're taking with us and to ship our car back to the mainland as well. So, but in the long run...
Well, Michael, if you ever think about moving to Florida, give me a call. I'll tell you a couple of good places really cheap. Florida's got some great property up north. You can really get
Well, I've had enough moves for a while, and frankly, I don't see myself moving. After we get settled in Indiana, I don't see myself moving anytime soon after that. All right, Tom, we got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Vince in California. Aloha, Vince. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. The argument always comes down to, well, it was Trump or Hillary. Hillary, would you rather have Hillary? But it's always going in the wrong direction, right? Like, conservatives just end up going left. They just go left at a slower pace, right? I mean, half the people that Trump was the only one who had the rhetoric where he would sound like he wasn't going to go left. But if you look at, you know, immigration statistics, everything else, the 0 miles of wall built, all the other failed promises.
Well, 0 miles of new walls built. They have repaired some of the old decrepit ones.
Yeah, that's right. New wall. You know, but it's not ahead of schedule, and it's not, Mexico's not paying for it. The thing is, you know, sometimes I think about what a Hillary presidency would look like. It would be horrible. But who knows? I mean, the only way you're going to get change is from a revolution. And the boomers, you know, Trump might satisfy them or whatever. They're going to think that this guy has some hope in this guy, that he's going to do something, whatever, and that their grandchildren aren't going to be doomed. But, you know, that's really why Trump is there. It's just like, I'm going to rile you guys up. I'm going to say all the right things. I'm not going to do any of it. And you're all, you know, and then he's in for another 4 years or whatever. I almost wonder if Hillary would have been, if the Hillary presidency would have been so bad that maybe it would have had the necessary revolution or whatever, you know, the acceleration to where people would say, oh my God, I can't take it anymore, whatever. This thing's going to collapse. And we finally, you know, that would actually cause real change. Without it, boomers are gone. And then their kids are going to grow up and be, they're already outnumbered at high schools and stuff, so the next generation even more so. And they're not going to have any, they're not really going to have any say in anything. And if you look at the way that the birth rates are, you know, they're just going to become a smaller and smaller minority. And,
yes,
you know, it takes, you know, there are people in Texas. There's like a Hispanic population, I forget the term for them, but they've lived there for generations and they vote right. But, you know, that took generations and generations, because when you first come over here, you know, you don't really know the history, the politics, you don't know about Epstein's pedophile island and all the upper elites that are running things, right? You want your PlayStation and your Buffalo Wild Wings, and you just want a roof over your head. You really don't care. And I think they take that into consideration. And so, you know, unless you totally stop immigration and we wait generations, maybe they would vote right, but I kind of doubt it. The other thing is, and you think about China, well, you know what? I think if we were a territory of China, we probably wouldn't have much religious freedom or much freedom at all, but we already don't really. I mean, you're going to lose your PayPal, you're going to lose your Facebook and everything else. And you know,
yeah, China, we already have. We already have. Anyway, listen, Vince, I hate to cut you off here, but we got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.